I often wondered when you lost the election, your re-election, how did you react to that? Was it tough for you, or were you relieved or frustrated?
No, I was very disappointed.
Really?
And frustrated, because there were a lot of things that I wanted to do, you know, the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Peace and human rights, democracy, and so forth. And I knew that I wouldn't be able to do them. And then I had had a very successful business when I went into politics. And I had put all this on a blind trust. I had nothing to do with it for 4 years, nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even let them talk to me about it. And about 2 weeks after the election, I was informed by my blind trustees that our business had was about $1 million in debt.
Oh, geez.
So I had never been in debt like that before.
Oh,
so that
no.
was a devastating blow in addition to the defeat. But luckily, we were able to sell the entire warehouse business for just enough to pay off my debts. So I came out with nothing.
It was a wash.
It was a wash.
See, now, that was when you should have gone to Japan for that $2 million fee. See, you needed that explained to you.
Well, I never have criticized President Reagan for doing it. In fact, I've said pretty often, if anybody knows of a $2 million fee, you know,
for you at this point,
I'll start writing a speech right now. But I don't serve on any corporate boards. I'm not on the lecture circuit. And so I make most of my income writing books.
Yeah. We've had a lot of shows where we've talked about Clinton's alleged affairs, and in fact, by the way, you were mentioned as the only president we're pretty sure who didn't have affairs while he was president.
Well,
so I don't know if you know if that's good or not, but
well, you know, I told Rosen since I left the White House that maybe I overlooked some opportunities. But
that's a stir. What did Rosalind say?
Well, she said she's glad I didn't. But anyway, an issue that I think Clinton has successfully weathered during the campaign itself, when all the allegations were made. People have looked at that, have analyzed it. Some believe it, some don't. And they said, okay, in spite of that, he's a guy we want to be our president. So I don't think these new allegations from the State Patrol officers are going to be significant. In fact, I don't think they're true.
Is it significant whether you have affairs or... I mean, that is the big debate. Is that significant? Does the public have the right to know about that? Does that change the kind of president you would be, or is it not important?
I think it's significant, and I think the public has a right to know.
Yeah.
In the case of Gary Hart, for instance, it destroyed his candidacy.
Yeah.
When you profess to be one thing, in effect on your word of honor, and the public learns that you have been something else and that you have been lying,
mm-hmm.
I think the lying aspect of it, at least from a political point of view, is more serious than having extramarital affairs.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a different element of it, you know, for some people. You know, Rose and I will have been married 48 years in July, and to cheat on my wife, whom I love very much, would be more significant to me than some political damage if somebody found out about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter, I think it's a different taste and different different priorities.
I don't know, that whole power sex thing. We have to figure that out, because
I haven't figured it out. I'm not an expert on that.
I don't understand it myself. But now so in this book, Turning Point, you decide to become a senator in Georgia back in 1963?
62.
And you don't go to Rosalynn and even talk to her about this. I was shocked by that.
Well, it happened almost overnight. This was the year that the Supreme Court ruled one person, one vote, one man, one vote. And before that, the votes had been counted in Georgia and in 30 other states, not by people, but by geographical areas, counties.
Mm-hmm.
So a county had so many votes, and it didn't matter
how many people
live in, except to a small degree. One vote in this county where I had all the trouble was equal to 99 votes in Atlanta. But the Supreme Court struck that law down.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a special election, and I didn't even know that I could qualify until the first day of October, which happened to be my birthday, and the election was on the 16th. So it's inconceivable to me now in retrospect that I didn't discuss it with Rosalynn, but I just decided to do it. And I got up on a morning when I ordinarily put on my work clothes, and I put on a Sunday pants.
Uh-huh.
And Rosalynn said, Jimmy, has somebody died? Are you going to a funeral? And I said, no, I'm going to the courthouse and qualify to run for the state senate. And she was very surprised. And so...